Will I Find God? In August 1948, Master experienced a great samadhi, experience of cosmic consciousness, during which Divine Mother spoke both to him and through him. A striking feature of that samadhi were these words she addressed to Master. In the beginning, I sent you a few bad ones to test your love for me, but now I am sending you angels, and whoever smites them, I will smite. Just over a month later, September 12th, 1948, Swamiji arrived. Toward the end of their first meeting, Master said to him, I give you my unconditional love. Have I been a yogi in other lives? Swamiji asked his guru. Many times, Master replied. Swamiji's name then was Donald Walters. For reasons he never explained, Master always called him Walter. During the all-day Christmas meditation in 1949, Master said, Walter, you must try hard, for God will bless you very much. Your work, Master told him, is lecturing, writing, and editing. Sir, Swamiji inquired, haven't you yourself already written everything that is needed? Master looked a little shocked. Don't say that, he exclaimed. Much more is needed. When Master lamented the number of ministers who had fallen because of ego, Swamiji said, Sir, that's why I don't want to be a minister. Master replied with deep seriousness, You will never fall due to ego. To a young monk at Mount Washington, Master said, You must mix more with Walter. You don't know what you have in him. Master once said to Swamiji with deep earnestness, Apart from St. Lin, Master's spiritual successor, also known as Rajasi Janakananda, every man has disappointed me, and you mustn't disappoint me. Master had good men disciples. Swamiji understood him, therefore, to be referring to the role Master wanted him to play in spreading his teachings, and not specifically to his life as a devotee. Your life is one of intense activity and meditation, Master told Swamiji. Though I tried always to make meditation my primary focus, Swamiji said years later, I couldn't help noticing that Master placed activity first in this sequence. Master once told Swamiji, God won't come to you until the end of life. Death itself is the final sacrifice you'll have to make. On several occasions, Master said to Swamiji, You have a great work to do. After Master's passing, Rajasi Janakananda repeated the same words, Master has a great work to do through you, Walter. Then he added, And he will give you the strength to do it. Swamiji once asked Master, Will I find God in this life? Yes, Master replied, but don't think about it. After a pause, Master continued, After many lifetimes, everything has balanced out now. Near the end of his life, Master said to Swamiji, You have pleased me very much. I want you to know that.